Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm KYW's Dave Uram with the great Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, as we're getting closer to the NFC Championship game between the Eagles and Commanders Sunday at the Link. Merrill, yesterday was Tuesday, and on Tuesday, the Eagles coordinators typically hold their weekly press conferences with Vic Fangio, Michael Clay, and Kellen Moore. Let's start with Fangio, and let's start with some of the Eagles players who have been playing really well lately. Let's do the rundown. Nolan Smith, Isaiah Rogers, Jalen Carter, and Slay. What did Vic Fangio have to say about all of those players?
Well, let's start with Nolan Smith. He said he is consistently improving. He said he's been improving and working hard, and now it's really coming to fruition. He talked about Isaiah Rogers. He said he is playing well. In camp, he broke his hand, and that slowed his improvement. But now he is definitely back. Mm-hmm. As far as Jalen Carter is concerned, he's a great player. There's no doubt about that. We see it. But he's coming on so fast. And I asked Vic, I said, do you worry about praising him too much and giving him a big head? He said, it doesn't think about that much. He said, because there is still plenty to correct. As far as Darius Slay, he said he's 34 years old, which is old for a corner. But he still has the speed, he still has the passion for the game. And the way Vic put it, he said he's like a good Italian red wine, he gets better with age.
How come Jeremiah Trotter Jr. didn't get in more against the Rams when Vic, prior to that game, indicated that he might get some playing time?
Well, he did, and he said he did plan to play him that day, but Oren Burks was playing so well, he just didn't make the change.
Totally understand. All right, in terms of the Commanders, what is Vic saying about Commanders star rookie quarterback Jaden Daniels?
He said he may be a rookie. He said from an age standpoint, he said, but he doesn't play anything like a rookie. He plays like an accomplished, brilliant quarterback.
What impresses you, Merrill, about Jaden Daniels?
Everything. Everything. The fact that he is very, very cool, very, very confident. He makes big plays all the time. He's dangerous running the ball. He finds his receivers. He is the total package.
In terms of Eagles offensive coordinator and play caller Kellen Moore, there is some public uncertainty about Jalen Hurts' presumed knee injury. How might the possibility of less mobility for Hurts affect how Kellen Moore and the Eagles coaches game plan?
He said not at all. They put together the same game plan that they would ordinarily, and if they have to make adjustments, they will. Also, talking about Jalen, he said that he played a really clean game with no turnovers. He ran well, and he made some good situational throws. He said the safety that Jalen Hurts took, he said that was a 100% on him. He said he would call something different the next time.
maybe one of the keys to getting the passing game going, because obviously they want to get AJ involved. They want to get Devontae involved. They're the star playmakers in terms of the wide receivers. Maybe Dallas Goedert is the key to getting the passing game going more. What has Kellen Moore seen from Goedert?
Not only is he a key to the passing game, but getting him back is so important. He said, because along with his receiving talent, he's done an incredible job in the run game with his blocking.
And what's Kellen saying about Washington's defense?
That it's tough, that even when Jalen Hurts went out the last time, they were very, very sound in their gap setting. They're a very, very tough defense, better than their numbers indicate.
Special teams coordinator Michael Clay has had a lot to talk about recently, and that's because, Merrill, I mean, Jake Elliott, to his credit, made 3 field goals in 3 attempts, tough conditions the other day, but those 2 extra points could have been very costly, and there's understandably concerns, you know, from the fan base, from the city, about Jake going forward. What is Michael noticing about Jake?
He continues to have confidence in Jake Elliott. He said he battled through the extra points, and he made the 3 critical field goals, including a 44-yarder in bad conditions. And he also praised Jake Elliott. He did a great job kicking off, and most of the kickoffs were deep and out of the end zone. And that's kind of amazing, with the footing as slippery and treacherous as it was. Michael Clay was asked about his coaching philosophy, and he said that he believes in positive reinforcement. When he has to, he can get on a player, he said, but it's more effective because he's not somebody who's yelling all the time.
Interesting. Meantime, Merrill, this upcoming game against the Commanders will be the Eagles' 9th NFC Championship game in their entire history. You have called all of them, and I hate to put you on the spot, but what is your least favorite moment from those NFC Championship games and your favorite moment from those NFC title games? We'll start with the least favorite.
Well, the least favorite championship game moment was Tampa Bay back in 2002 when we went to the stadium thinking, well, the Bucs never win in cold weather. And that was a big game. Just all you had to do was brush aside the Bucs that day and head for the Super Bowl. And instead, it was a game in which Donovan McNabb's favorite receiver turned out to be Rondé Barber, and the Eagles went home. That was just terribly disappointing. My favorite, I would still say, there were two. There were two, really. One came very early in my career, January 11th, 1981, and I can still see Wilbur Montgomery exploding off the right side, the blocks Jerry Sizemore and Woody Peoples. And as he went into the end zone, everybody knew that the Eagles had beaten the mighty Dallas Cowboys and were headed for Super Bowl 15. That was a great one. And I think you also have to go back to the great one with Doug Peterson and Nick Foles, where they won that game, where they beat Minnesota to go to the NFC Championship game in Minnesota. It was a great performance by the Eagles. They trailed early in the game, and then they came roaring back, and they won that one going away.
And as you said, that night at the Link, they sent the Vikings home ice fishing for the offseason.
That was it.
Well, good stuff, Merrill, and of course, looking forward to your call with Mike Quick on Sunday. But before that, we have more to talk about, such as Nick Sirianni's press conference early this afternoon. We'll recap that tomorrow morning. Appreciate you getting up early. That is the great Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.